trying to see who Jesus was, but because he was short in stature. Every time I think of this, I'm thinking, if I was to make a movie about the life of Christ and I had unlimited budget, who would I get to play Zacchaeus? I can't think of anyone but Danny DeVito for that short in stature. Someone who's so short had to climb a tree in order to see Jesus. And Zacchaeus, he's an interesting character. He's clearly a sinner. He's someone that had fallen away from his faith by becoming a tax collector and therefore turning against his people. But something must have happened to him. Something must have impacted him so much that he had to go and see Jesus. And not just try to see him, but to welcome him, to have him come to his... let Jesus come to his house. Well, what made him go from this type of person to a totally different type of person? We all know people that had these 180s, these complete turnabouts in their lives. They may have been, as kids, you may have thought, oh, this person is a really wild person. Then you meet them later on in life and they become very good people. And that's true of a lot of Christians. People can be surprised that, oh, you're going to Mass now. Or in some cases, you're surprised you're a nun or a priest. Because they remember a very different person. And sometimes this could be because of age. As people grow up, they mature. And so they grow up in their minds. But in other cases, it's because of something must have impacted them deep down in the very core of their being. And the same can be said of Zacchaeus. Something impacted them, and not just anything. It could have been a life event that led to something very impactful. But maybe because they had this encounter with Christ that's so powerful, so meaningful, that it just changed their heart. It made them change their minds on as to how they're living, and they want to be close to Christ even more so. We believe it's our faith that Christ can change people's lives, if only if we let him. Christ came to seek out and to save what is lost. Many people are lost, and it's only by having this encounter with Christ that they can be found. Because Christ is knocking at everyone's heart. Even those who are in the church, those who come to Mass every Sunday, Christ is still knocking your heart. He wants you to have that encounter with him, that very deep encounter. Even if we've known him for our whole lives, Christ wants to go even deep, wants to impact us even deeper than that. But the challenge is not to know that Jesus is knocking at a door of our hearts. The challenge is to let him come in. The challenge is to let ourselves be impacted by Christ. Because we know it's going to have an impact on us. But we don't like to change. We like to stay who we are. We like to stay where it's comfortable, because having Christ come into our souls can be uncomfortable. Because we don't like to change. We don't like to be impacted. We're afraid of that. But the problem if we stay afraid is that we'll never experience the great depths of our faith. We'll never experience how much Christ can do for us. Christ has impacted Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus let himself be moved by Christ. Christ penetrated the heart of Zacchaeus so that Zacchaeus had this change of mind, his change of heart. And Christ wants to do the same to each one of us. But only if we let him. Christ could bulldoze his way right into our hearts. And sometimes he gives us events to shake us. Maybe very traumatic events to make us realize that we need Christ all the more. But normally, Christ wants us to welcome him voluntarily. And that's why we push back. We know he's going to change our lives. Know we're going to be so moved by him that we just set up walls and say, no, not me. I don't want to be changed. I don't want to be impacted. I like who I am. But that's a silly thought, because Christ has given us so much. We can be so impacted. We can be so changed for the better. Our daily lives will be the same. We get up at the same time. We go to work at the same time if you're working, or we do our activities. Our lives will be the same, but what will be different is what, how powerful our faith will be, how moving, how impressive it can be, but only if we let Christ impact us. So our challenge today is to see Jesus and to let him come into our hearts, because we know that the power of Christ is unlimited and he's there to move us and to change us. The challenge is to realize, are we lost? Just because we come to Mass every Sunday doesn't mean that we are automatically counted among the ones who are saved. Salvation is a journey up until the end of our days. Today is All Souls Day. We pray for the faithful departed. But yet we're called to consider our own end of life, our own mortality. And maybe it might begin when we realize that Christ has a lot to offer us, but only if we let him, only if we let him impact our hearts. Because the Son of Man, Christ, he came to seek out and to save what is lost. Are we part of that lost? Are we the ones that need to be sought out even more? And if you feel it is, how can we open up our hearts to him? Because all we have to do is just open up to Christ, and he will do the rest.